Sir, this bill was introduced in the House by the then Labour Minister Shri K.V. Raghunatham Reddy. I was also present at that time in the House. After a period of 9 long years, this bill has now come from the cold storage. It shows how powerful the plantation lobby in the country is. Even though after so much of time this bill has now been brought, I support this bill in the name of a more comprehensive measure. I do not agree that this bill should be postponed or that it should be again referred to a joint committee. Some such proposal was there. I do not agree to that, though it is not adequate and some improvement from the point of view of workers is needed. I do not agree that we should postpone passing it. For example, it has been suggested that the acreage limit should be brought down to 5 hectares to cover more plantations. In the south, especially in Kerala, Karnataka and other southern states, many plantations are not covered by this bill. I would request the minister to carefully examine this thing. In North India and some other places, tea plantation is on a large scale. But in the case of rubber, cardamom and coffee, it is 5 hectares. This is on the high side. I request the Honorable Minister to reduce the acreage limit to 2.5 hectares for coffee and rubber and cardamom. Our friend was talking about socialism, socialist society, democratic socialism, and so many other things. I earnestly request him to consider my suggestion, and that is whether the government is prepared to nationalize the tea industry. Sir, some 8 years ago in the Kerala Assembly, all the parties including Congress Party unanimously recommended to the central government for the takeover of the tea industry. In Kerala, tea plantation is owned by British monopolies. In the Assam Assembly, all the parties unanimously passed a resolution suggesting takeover of this industry. Are you prepared to take over this industry, especially this tea industry? I pose this question to the central government. Sir, this tea industry is owned by foreign monopolies and they are exploiting the workers. The situation in the tea industry is deteriorating. Are you prepared to nationalize it when you talk of socialism? Unless it is nationalized, you cannot meet the demands of the workers. Sir, how unfortunate for this country, predominantly agricultural, that the meaning of plantations in this bill has been stretched to include coconut gardens, apple, pineapple, cashew nut and banana plantation farms. I am glad that wisdom has dawned on the government not to accept these recommendations of the committee. If I were an anarchist or a member who wished ill of this government, I would have pleaded with the government to stretch the meaning of plantations to cover all agricultural lands in the country and attract the provisions of this bill. Then we could have seen the beginning of convulsions and revolutions in this country as the debt-ridden farmers being unable to fulfill the provisions of this bill would have started filling up jails for violations of its provisions. Sir, I would take this opportunity to appeal to the Prime Minister to treat agriculture as an industry and treat a agriculturist like the urban citizens and treat the farm holdings in the same way as they treat the factories and industries. The government should start finding out the invidious and discriminatory laws passed in the country since independence adversely affecting the farming community and review those laws if they want to ensure integrated development of the country. Mr. Vice Chairman, Sir, as you know, the undivided Congress, the Indian National Congress, fought for the plantation labor and also for the rights of privileges of the peasantry. It was Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Mahatma Gandhi in the Chora Chori movement who brought the peasantry to the forefront, to the leadership of the Indian National Congress. As successors of those great leaders in that organization, it is high time the Congress did their best for the plantation labor as well as the unorganized peasantry in that area. Even in Mexico, in Algeria, in Russia, or in Cuba, or in other countries, it was the labor, the plantation labor, who took the revolution to its final goal. Here in this country, we do not want to see another bloodbath. We do not want to see that they take up arms against government or against employers. As people's representatives and as government of the people, we must do our best to solve their problems, whatever their grievances are, whatever their difficulties are, instead of allowing anybody to take advantage of their poverty and their difficulties. I know what goes on with plantation labor. I can give instances of different plantations. I come from West Bengal, where tea plantation is a big factor, and I know how plantation labor are still being exploited.